News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has vowed to reveal details about the case of missing journalist Jamal Khashoggi in a Tuesday speech to his parliament. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia says that Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman spoke Monday by telephone to Khashoggi's son to express condolences for the killing. And as AP's Chris Torshier reports, there's some fallout as a result of the role the Saudis are said to have played in the disappearance. He says Berlin is backing a freeze on arms exports to the kingdom following the killing of the writer.
Angela Merkel, the chancellor there, has spoken about the case and says that she supports a freeze on arms exports to Saudi Arabia. And certainly the Europeans are demanding more answers from Saudi Arabia. The key, I think, is the United States, which has much bigger arms deals with Saudi Arabia. And there, yesterday, a number of leading members of Congress were calling for further details from Saudi Arabia and essentially saying that Saudi Arabia has to pay some kind of a price for what has happened.
Saudi Arabia says that Khashoggi was killed inside its Istanbul consulate and calls it a huge and grave mistake and vowed to those responsible would be held accountable. Over the next 2 days, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton is scheduled to meet with top Russian officials, including Russian President Vladimir Putin. He's expected to respond to accusations by President Trump, who says Russia continues to build and test missiles that violate a 1987 accord.
Russia has not adhered to the agreement, so we are going to terminate the agreement and we are going to develop the weapons. If they get smart, and if others get smart, and they say, let's not develop these horrible nuclear weapons, I would be extremely happy with that.
The Kremlin has yet to formally comment on Mr. Trump's announcement, other than saying that explanations will be required. This is VOA News. Sunday was the second of two.